Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that.
Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
You just threw the fucking muffin at the wall. Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
Mal
and Van,
and we are back in the way that we said we don't like to be back via phone, but we're back.
We're gonna be back phone, you know, probably a good amount of the time, I guess. Now what's going on with the you know, we had a recording session, we have these videos.
We do. I actually have episodes on deck. You're going to hear some of the ones we pre-recorded, but I think we just like giving you guys fresh us. You know what I mean? So, like, we definitely have those, and they will be coming out. But also, this is just cool, and we get to talk about current stuff, and we get to promote stuff that we may or may not be doing in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of promotion, I mean, that's a good segue.
So, we are going to promote. Okay, so I'm going to do this at the end of the episode, or beginning of the episode, in case you guys are like, F this show and you exit out before, right? So, shameless plug is coming, right? For a very long time, Vin has, I've given him credit where it's due again. Damn, this is two episodes in a row, dude.
Relax and give the credit where it's due.
I don't know if I like it.
I like it. It's about time that I get the due just that I deserve off of this show, dude. I've been pushed to the wayside. I've been Plan B'd. I've been 86th. I've been exiled. You know, I went from the shit in Germany and France to literally a piece of steaming pile of one. And now... you finally want to give the credit, dude. You know, you're like the toxic fucking girlfriend that just keeps running back, dude. You know what I mean? You
know? I've been there before. I definitely have been there for. I'll give you that one. Okay, so Vin has, for a very long time, been wanting to do videos, the podcast on videos. Everything's on YouTube now. A podcast is a watchable place. It's just the best place to do it. I have ever, however, have been fighting it. And I'm going to tell you why. I am very much, like, I work better behind the scenes. I feel like because nobody's watching me, even though on YouTube I can't tell they're watching, or on a video platform, but I feel like if nobody's watching me, I'm unfiltered and I could say whatever I want. Once I know I'm on camera, I get a little bit, I just don't want to change who I am on the show. I don't want to have to now be like, oh, I don't want to say this in case this one sees it or this one does it, where I don't get that feeling behind the mic. It's very hard to explain. I can't explain it. It makes no sense, but it's just who I am. I don't know what to say about it. I feel like I work better behind the scenes because it's almost like, well, no one's watching and I don't know who might be listening. Once you get the platform, you start seeing who's watching or how many people have watched. And then to me, it puts like intimidation on me, and I don't know why. However, I have over recent years got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Like, I just have. And so now I'm like, Vin, let's just fucking do the videos, right? I have now agreed to do the videos, and also it's going to make it a lot easier for Vin and I to be able to produce for you guys. That is the bottom line. We don't have to worry about an editor. We don't have to worry about somebody else getting them up whenever. We can now just rely on Vin and I's schedule. It just is going to work so much better.
So you said that you don't like the video platform because insecurities that you may have had or that you can't produce the way you want to. But also, if you go back in time and really think about it, there's been multiple times where you have said, oh my God, I wish that people caught this. Oh my God, you should see what Vin is doing right now. They would have seen the donut would have been live in person, which would even make it funnier than it was. I don't know if that might have been funnier in audio because you hear the thump of the crowd. But there's been multiple times where maybe a facial expression or somebody doing something, or you can't see Vin, he's doing this. Oh, if you saw this. Now they could, if it was on video. So I think that at the end of the day, that would make everything better. And it would make the show, you know, more productive.
I mean, I don't know how much ass of yours you want me to kiss. I just told you, you were right. And now you go on this big spiel of how right you were. You are 1000% correct. Even in our opening skit, you brought up the muffin when I threw it against the wall. Yes, that would have been funnier to see. But even that, because we talked about this in the Happy 100th episode when Arnie says, oh, we know who that is. He's in MASH right now. And we're all laughing. Even a visual on our laughter at that point would have been hilarious, because what people don't realize is you only get like 3 seconds of, or maybe 2 seconds of that laugh in the intro. That laugh went on for easily a minute, Vin. I mean, we could... It was too long, and if you've listened to the episode, we never clipped it. So I'm not exaggerating. That laugh went on like a whole minute. We could not stop laughing, and visually that is funny. It is, and yes, your facials sometimes, even when we're just in a room and we're not recording, your facials, you're hilarious with your facials, and you're right, 1000%. That's not something I thought about when doing this, but now that you're bringing that back up, you're 1000% right. Sometimes the facials and our reactions to each other might even be funnier than what we're saying. Yeah.
I mean, and also not to mention, I mean, you know, if there's any female listens out there, I mean, come on.
All right. You know, there we go.
The video, business will be up in the video. That's all I'm gonna say. Even though today I just woke up, dude, I'm a little scrub McGruffed out. It's okay.
All right. With that said, here is our sad situation. Okay, so we want to start doing lives on TikTok as well as YouTube. Okay. I have the following base on TikTok to go live. You have to have 1,000 followers on TikTok to go live. If you're a listener who is on TikTok, and I know like generationally it's huge right now, especially the younger generation. So if your go-to is TikTok, I'm going to need you to go and find Vin on TikTok and follow him. We need to get him up to 1,000 for him to be able to get on live with me. On TikTok, you can find Vin.
Oh,
you're unprepared? Yeah. Okay, all right. This is where I get to shine. Hold on. This is where I get to shine, guys. All right. On TikTok, you can find Vin at Vincent Caggiano 30. That's V. Yep. That's V-I-N-C-E-N-T C-A-G-G-I-A-N-O 30. And that's where you can find him on TikTok.
I should have thought this out, I think, a little better, because like now like all the listeners have my government name.
Well, also, when you told me what your handle was, I'm like, who the fuck is he trying? Is he trying to catfish and act like he's 30 years old? Like, where does the 30 come from?
What?
Like,
whoa.
Like,
I didn't think of that. I didn't put it. TikTok just said, listen, guys, I'm going to be completely and utterly honest with you. I thought was ridiculous. She's like, you need to get on TikTok. And at this point, dude, I'm about to just bite the bullet and buy a high-def camera. But then we still couldn't do it across. So the high-def camera has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
So I guess now the way is TikTok, I guess Facebook Live we could do, I think. There's just no other. She said the best way is to do it that way, or YouTube.
Or YouTube.
If I could get monetized on YouTube.
That is going to be the best way. So TikTok, YouTube, they're both going to work. Here's the thing, then. You could. So now we're having like this full-on discussion. You guys are like, guys, can you get your shit together off the mic? I get it. Well, you already know who we are. I don't know what to tell you. You're still listening. Then you could change your handle. But don't do it now. Everybody who just heard that handle, go follow him. Because if you've already followed him, him changing his handle is not going to matter. When he changes that handle, we will announce the new handle. Okay, so we'll leave it at that.
And please, you know, feel free to stalk my life now at this point. You know, hunt down addresses, work, you know, whatever. This is a disaster.
Well, you've already invited them to do that when we were talking about looking people up in one of our last episodes, how you could do the search on people. So they've already investigated you, I'm sure.
They didn't have my government name. They knew me as Vin from Humorusts. You can't Google Vin from Humorous.
All right, technically in our intro, it does start out, hey, this is Mal and Vin Caggiano. Like, you say that, and then you're like, no, that's bad. That's terrible. Just fucking erase that. So
yeah, erase it. Well, it didn't.
Okay, YouTube subscribers, here's where we are at. We need 50 subscribers because Vin and I have, we just use our YouTube to look stuff up. We don't post stuff. We've never done anything. So like, we both have one follower and it's each other. Okay.
You don't even have one.
You didn't follow me back, bitch. What?
I didn't follow you.
Come on, man.
All right. So go to YouTube.
There you go. So on YouTube, I am Humorous Podcast. That's it, right? So that's just our name, HumorousPodcast. And then obviously my name on there, you'll see Mel. So you'll know you have like the right thing when you see it. Vin's YouTube is, let me just go ahead and take the floor for you, Vin. Vin's YouTube is Vincent Caggiano 75. That's VincentCaggiano 175. I'm sorry. Yep, 175.
So, am I reverse catfishing now on YouTube? So you want to accuse me? Am I going to turn to the Gilf Hunter?
I don't know what you were doing.
I'm going after grandmothers. I'm going after daughters. I mean, you didn't call me out on that one.
Well, I was going to call you out and say, why are you trying to act older than you are now with the 75, but it's actually 175. So in case I messed any...
75, dude?
Yeah, so in case I messed up, he's Vincent Caggiano 175. So what I need you to do is go and subscribe to both of us. Right? Both of those things, because we can't go live together unless we both have 50 subscribers. And we're so, dude, if we've been doing this for as long as you've been saying to do it, we would have the follow. Like, I don't even know what the fuck. I'm taking responsibility. So there we go. Surprise. We're going to video, but we need your help to do it, please. So if you have YouTube, follow us there. On each account. If you have a TikTok, follow Vin's TikTok page and let's try to get him to the number he needs to be at to be able to go live with me on TikTok. Okay. So there we go. We announced the news, and we've taken up, you know, like 15 minutes already. So now we got to scurry.
So if you actually subscribe, here's the episode now. Maybe we'll extend it out a little bit. Maybe we'll, you know, extend it out because that promo was ridiculous. I mean, that's a quarter of an episode promo.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see where it goes. Anyway, Vin, happy October.
Yes, happy October.
Hey, it's October. Are you a Halloween person? Like, are you?
all right, I am and I'm not. So I'm not into, like, I don't dress up anymore. I don't do that. Maybe if I'm going to go to, like, a party, which I haven't done since I've been in my 20s. So in that aspect of October, I am not. But food-wise, October around, it is the best food of the year. I personally believe all the stuff that comes in season in October is delicious. Sign me up. I'm all about that.
So you're into the pumpkin? I'm sorry, the pumpkins.
I'm into the pumpkin. I'm into butternut squash. I'm into acorn squash. I'm into all that stuff. The hearty meals, the short ribs, you know, the soups start coming out, the stews start busting out. I'm up for all that. Also, the movies that come out in October. I mean, everybody knows that we like horror movies. It's no surprise. It's no secret. You know, we've rated Halloween multiple times throughout the years. Mm-hmm. You know, the movies are coming out. They're starting to come out. They're starting to release stuff. I think some is already out as we speak now. Some, by the time that we release this episode, will be out. There's a lot of good movies. I'm pumped for Smile 2.
Me too. As a matter of fact, I told Jake because now, so like everybody who listens to the show knows I am all about Halloween. However, it is a little different now that all the kids are grown up. And like our kids used to, our tradition was every year going to Greenville and doing Halloween with Alan's kids, our nieces and nephews with Alan, right? So that was our tradition, but they've all outgrown, like they're all too old to go now. And so like we don't do that anymore. So it does give me a different feel about it because I, and you know, Vin, my neighborhood, it's not big enough where people are coming trick or treating. So it takes away that cool seeing the kids in costumes, enjoying it. It does take it away a little bit for me now that I'm grown up, but, or not grown up because I've been into Halloween even as a grown up, but now that has happened, but I still get excited for the season. I, like you said, I love everything about the season. And the movies, yes. And I was so we are doing what you're talking about now. Jake and I decided to do that 30 night of horror movies that they have, like leading up to Halloween every year. So every night now, we started on the first or last night. We started last night and we're going to keep going until Halloween. And then I think Smile 2 comes out on the 16th, I think. So I said to Jake, wouldn't that be really cool? Why don't we go see that on Halloween night? So I think that's our plan this year for Halloween night, to go see that in the theater. But,
Smile. He was in the Smile one.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great movie. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see too. Vin, I got to tell you though, nothing is going to beat my last year Halloween ever as an adult. And I, you know what? You left here and everybody heard us talking about, oh, I can't believe it. We had so many things to talk about. And Mel was like, oh, she has so many stories. I can't believe that. At how many stories came to me after you left that I was like, I can't believe Vin doesn't know this story. So because we're talking about Halloween, this is a great time for me to bring this story to you and let you know, right? So last year, my mom, she took us all to Disney for Halloween. And we did the Halloween party and all of that. Everybody was gonna dress up. Everybody did dress up. Like we got the tickets to the not so scary Halloween party, which you've been to. You've been to with me before, that one. Yep. So everyone's like, Mom, are you gonna dress up? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I got this great idea, right? So I'm like, yes, I actually am gonna dress up. So everyone's getting their costumes and they're all Disney themed. Mike and Brittany were Jack and Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Chris was Grumpy. Jake was, he was the Mad Hatter. Brianna and Kaylee were Lilo and Stitch. Hunter was Miles Morales, going Marvel way. Ray was Belle. My mom was Minnie Mouse. You know, so everybody, it was Halloween themed. But Melissa decides that she's going to dress up as Taylor Swift, but she's not going to tell anybody, right? I know, you're already laughing. I know. So when I wouldn't tell them at one point, they were all like, oh, it's going to be something Taylor Swift. And I'm like, no, it's not. So why would I go to the Disney party? But I already had it planned. That's what it was going to be. So anyway, the night of the Christmas party, or I'm sorry, Halloween party, I still hadn't told anybody. And I come down the stairs and I'm in the full, you know, get up of one of her costumes that she uses for her concert set. And, you know, they're all like, I knew it. And Kaylee's going crazy. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. You look so awesome. Like, I had her red lipstick on, like Taylor's red lipstick. I had the hat. Dude, it was okay, but I'm fully committed at this point and I'm doing it. So now the jokes start and Chris is like, all right, Mom, I mean, they're all going to fucking laugh at you, but I mean, whatever, like if that's what you're going to do. So he's full on ragging me. He's like, I want you to know we're going to Disney and you are dressed as Taylor Swift. And I'm like, listen, there's no shame in the game here. Like, I don't care. I'm committed. But he's ragging me the whole time. He's like, all right, we'll get ready for them to laugh at you. All right. So now we get to Disney. Dude, we don't even get into the park. We are standing there where you scan your tickets and we don't even get into the park when somebody who is standing at that place where she's scanning tickets totally looks up and sees me. She stops scanning the person's tickets that she's scanning and she's like, oh my God, I love your costume. And I look at Chris and I'm like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, you're a Swiftie. And like, we're doing fist pumps. Like, it's full. Oh, dude. Like, when I tell you it was ridiculous, it's ridiculous. Now, that's number one. We get into the park. As soon as I enter, another employee comes running up to me out of nowhere. She's like, oh my God, your costume. And I'm like, right? So we're fist pumping, doing the whole Swiftie thing. And I again look at Chris, right? And he's just kind of has, again, if we were on video, you'd see the facial, but he's going like this, you know, he's like, Jesus Christ. So anyway, that's the start. Before I even entered the park, as soon as I entered the park, I am not exaggerating when I tell you this went on all night, to the point where Mike, who was literally dressed in a Jack Skellington white face paint, tall, he had the tallness. I mean, he looked amazing. At some point, you could tell his bitterness is kicking in because he's like, how the fuck are we all dressed in Disney characters and they keep coming up and complimenting you? And I'm like, dude, it's the fucking power of Taylor Swift, dude. I don't know what to tell you. And like, so now it's like full-fledged whatever. So at one point, Chris looks at me and he's like, all right, man, I got to hand it to you. I mean, there's nothing I could even say. Like, when you lose, you lose. Like, I don't know what to say. And I'm like, all right, so here we go. So now we're standing waiting to get our group picture taken. And the person who's getting their group taken, like their picture taken before us, they had already got engaged, but they were doing engagement photos clearly. So the lady, you know, the guy's down on his knee and they're taking their photos. And I have to give credit to Kaylee for this because I would not have thought of this. But during the Eras Tour concert, there's a lot of people who get engaged to her song Love Story, at the part where it says, well, you wouldn't even know the lyrics. I'm not even going to tell you, but it's at the end of the song about he gets on his knee and says, well, okay. And there's actual videos from the Eras Tour where people, like guys, will propose during that set when she says that. And so Kaylee starts singing the song when he's down on his knee. So I have to give her the credit. She started it. But now it is me and her belting out the song of Love Story. People are coming up. They're singing it. It was like, dude, I can't even tell you how much excitement it brought me that we... Now, listen, the person who was working the photo thing was in the back dancing. I'm not sure if the people getting their pictures taken were amused because they didn't participate. They weren't really smile. Like, I don't know, but we all had a fucking good time. We may have ruined their engagement shoot. I don't know what to say, but it was amazing. So last year I was Taylor Swift at Disney and I stole the show because that's what Taylor Swift does. I have no shame in my game. And then as we were leaving, I was like, in your face, Chris, in your fucking face. Cause I was like so proud of myself. And he turns to me and he said, Congratulations, Mom. You just made friends with every fucking 20-year-old in the park.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You know what?
Listen.
I already listened enough. I've listened more than enough. And I let you carry on with that for a good reason. All right. This is absolutely ridiculous. On multiple facets of ridiculousness here.
Not including to the people walking around Disney.
All right. So, you get invited to a Disney dress-up Halloween party.
We weren't invited, dude. We paid $75 for, well, we did, and my mom paid $75 for the ticket. Listen, if you're charging that much for the party, I'm going as whoever the fuck I want to go as. No free invite at Disney.
All right, I didn't cut you off. I let you just bury your own hole. Let you just dig and dig and dig. It, to the point where you're going to be the one throwing yourself into this hole now. Because this is ridiculous at your age. Right? You're pushing 50 years old.
50, yes.
You're dressing up as Taylor Swift.
Yep.
With Disney Halloween party.
Yes.
There's so many more outfits that you could have did, but no. Then, on top of that, you get excited and a self-esteem boost by people coming up to you because they recognize Taylor Swift, who is an American icon, all right? I'm not even going to throw... I wouldn't throw a dart on her on this show to say... I mean, we'll be off the air tomorrow, so we're not going to even go there. But you're dressing up, you know, yeah, a little teeny boppery, you know, little girl. But did she have, like, friendship bracelets? I don't even know what's going on here.
I am so... Wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry to cut you off. I am so pissed off that I didn't, to answer your question. That was my one regret. I said, if I knew that I was going to get everybody at that park reacting the way they did, I would have made friendship bracelets and given them out to everyone who came. Like, I didn't know it was going to be like that. I would have. No, I didn't is the answer to that, and I'm fucking pissed I didn't.
So you also cheapened out.
Yes, I did. I did. I didn't think it, like, I didn't, it was more of a joke for the kids. I didn't think that it would escalate into such greatness, but I should have known because it's the power of the Swifties, dude.
All right, you know what? I'm not done. All right, I'm not done.
Okay.
Go on with your Swiftie stuff after I'm finished. All right, this has gone too far.
All right.
It's gone too far. You're dressing up like her. You're cashing in. You are the cash in. You.
How am I cashing in? Do you think I thought they were going to think I was her? No, I was just portraying a character like everybody else in the park.
Dude, I like your story off there.
All right, go ahead. But you're falsely accusing.
Under your skin. It's like acne. Now, all right, pushing 50.
Yes.
Going as Taylor Swift. Ridiculous enough. Didn't bring friendship bracelets to at least support the people that complimented you because they're probably, 20 years old and big Swifties.
Some of them were older, and I was 48 when I did it. Go ahead.
All right, 48. Yeah, like I said, pushing fucking 50, dude. You're knocking on the door. You're about to kick it in next year. Second of all, you have the fucking audacity to ruin this engagement, this beautiful moment, by belting out a song. You're not a singer. Kaylee, I love you. You're not. Neither one of you guys are singers. Where do you get off and have the balls to come into that beautiful moment that they should be cherishing forever, the rest of their life, and now you have tainted it by you stepping in? Every time they think of the moment, they're going to be like, oh, you remember that fucking old bitch that started singing Love Story? Are you kidding me?
But
this is absolutely ridiculous.
But they'll never forget it. Wait, whether they loved it or hated it, they'll never forget it. That's the beautiful thing about doing that. Whether they loved it or hated it, it is now a memory that they'll never forget in that moment.
I mean, this is going to lead to divorce if they can forget this at this point. I mean, you just went there, you know, you went from, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do it, to fuck.
excited because I... Here's the thing. I'm not even going to get into it because you're going to be like, whatever. The Swiftie community is amazing. And they don't care about age, gender, race. It's just love. It's all love. It's a bond with each other for the love of Taylor Swift and her music and lyrics and blah, blah, blah. So I wasn't expecting that. And it was amazing to see fucking tons of Swifties come up to me. And again, yeah, I robbed my grandkids of that experience because they were dressed in Disney characters, but I got the clout. You know, I mean, what do you want me to do? I didn't know.
It's funny, though, also. I'm going to throw another dagger.
Okay.
I'm throwing another dagger.
All right.
So the fact that the kids who are supposed to be most into it weren't getting bitter and that Mike was the one getting better is also a shot at him because the kids should be the one getting bitter. But, like, the fact that he was the one to get bitter is actually kind of funny, too, because he was probably fighting it. He was probably fighting. He's like, you know what? He probably wanted a little attention because when you said he was Jack, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, he was.
Does he fit that description?
I got to send you skinny,
very tall.
Yep.
He did nail that.
I got to send you a picture. He did nail it. And I'm sure that's why the animosity.
He knew he did. And he knew that he nailed it.
Yeah, he nailed it.
And then you take the cheat code. You took a cheat code outfit. If I dressed up like Michael Jackson in the 80s there with the fucking white glove and went there, I would get the attention too.
True.
Yeah, it's cheat code. So you come with the cheat code outfit and take the shine away from everybody.
Listen.
You ruin an engagement. You get off on the 20-year-olds coming up to you, and you're loving the moment. You know what? Dude, you got to calm the hell down.
Listen.
Down a notch. You're unhinged.
That's actually a Taylor Swift song, so that was a really, if only if you would have known that and sang it instead, it would have been a perfect ending to your little sabbatical there you're going on. By the way, we've been using that word wrong for years. We got called out on that.
Sabbatical. Sorry, everybody.
Thanks, it's Travis.
Funny. I don't care.
It is funny. We just use it because it's funny, but he was like, you guys know that you're not even using that in the right context, right?
You know what? If you were a true listener now, and you go back to episode three.
Yeah.
Is it two? I think it's three. Okay, if you count Mary Krampus.
If you count the pilot, it's three. Two. By number, yeah. It's two. Yes. By number.
It's the third episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll say two, I think, on it.
Yep.
Okay. Because there's a pilot episode, which is three, by the way.
Hey, listen, so... Just to get back to what you were saying real quick, Mike could have dressed as Michael Jackson or Taylor Swift or any other artist that could have given him clout. So don't be coming at me being like, everyone there had an option to go with somebody cooler. I don't know what to say. Like, they were dressed great. Like, they all looked great. But they had the option. All right. So you're like, oh, you know, you took it away from Mike and he looked great. He did look great. But he chose to go as Jack. I chose to go as Taylor, and I got the spotlight. I don't know what to tell you. That's what happens. It's the power of Taylor Swift.
What is wrong with you?
I love you, Mike.
Mental disease?
I love you, Mike.
You're going too far. It's not my fault that I decided to... No, dude, everybody took the sensible approach to the situation. No, you got to do... Minnie Mouse... Oh, sorry, the Taylor outshined Minnie Mouse. Are you fucking proud of yourself, you monster? Are you proud?
Yes!
Oh, wow, I really shitted on Minnie Mouse with my Taylor Swift outfit.
That's the point.
Jack from... People probably don't even know his name is Jack.
That is...
A lot of people probably haven't even seen that damn movie. So good job with Taylor Swift.
That is the point of the story. I am fucking proud of what I brought to that Disney party. I am proud of the reaction, and I am proud, and I felt good, and I felt good leaving there, and I will never forget it, and that is on record as the best Halloween event. All right, now I don't know if I could say that, because that... year we all went to that party. We're side by side on that. But that in my adult older years, I will never beat that Halloween. That will never be beat for me. Never.
Never beat. Oh my god.
No.
Okay. I want the listeners to go back, and I know it might have been hard to see back then, you know, and thanks for sticking with me as fans of the show, first and foremost, and the fans of me. Because back then, they tried whatever they could do to make me look like the bad guy. And I always looked like I was the one coming off as the rotten apple in the group. And I was the one who was had the big ego. The ego.
How am I a bad apple for dressing as somebody that I love? How does that make me a bad apple?
You were... Oh, you want me to go even farther? You're there with children. This is their day to go and have fun at the park, and you decided to steal the shine away from the children, from everybody else. You wanted to be the center of attention.
No. Nope.
And this happened multiple times in these last few episodes.
Wait.
They're pulling the curtain down on you.
Wait. I'm cutting you off now because I didn't know I was going to steal the shine. Am I sad that I did? No, I'm not. But did I think it was going to happen? No, I didn't.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If I walk around with a wig and I look exactly like Bruno Mars or even The Weeknd, Drake... Whatever, if I could find myself to look like one of these people and walk around, I know that I'm going to get attention. You dressed up as fucking the number one artist in the world. You didn't think you were going to get any attention? Really?
I honestly Let's did see not. If the
listener believed that.
I didn't because, listen,
upsell.
I'm not in my fucking prime. I didn't think I was going to get so many people, so many workers, so many people walking the park. I truly, honestly did not. I didn't. I was doing it more as a joke to the kids. I honestly was. But am I sorry it all happened? No. After the fact, in retrospect, I'll tell you, I'm not fucking sorry it happened. But did I know it was going to? No. I didn't.
Right. Well, before I get kicked off the show by all the Swifties out there, maybe I should just leave it alone. I don't want to... Listen, guys. Listen. I love you all. All right, peace and happiness.
Okay.
Don't kick off the show again. Don't rage against me. And write. Maybe we'll get the followers just from straight hate mail at this point.
Maybe.
They'll follow me to fucking attack me.
Or maybe somebody will happen to come across it and be like, oh my God, you were that cool fucking older lady and dressed up as Taylor Swift at the Disney party? And then we get listeners because they recognize the power of what I brought that night to the party.
I'm glad that you're excited about your power, dude. I'm worried about the fucking safety of myself. I have my real name out there now. I'm pissing up the Swiftie community. I might get car bombed. This isn't a game.
Technically, you've said nothing bad about Taylor Swift or the Swifties.
I'm going to go into witness protection.
All right, well, here we go. I'm glad you brought up witness protection because this is where the episode turns to our next subject. All right? Have you rabbit-holed anything Diddy lately? Getting back to our episode.
Slow it down. Pause.
Okay.
You can't ask. You can't ask another man at this point of the juncture if he's rabbit-holed anything Diddy.
Okay.
Can you please rephrase that?
Okay.
Pause.
Have you been keeping up on the Diddy scandal lately?
I've seen a couple things. I don't know what the... I mean, now they're saying there's, like, a Beyonce video at the freak out. Like, dude, I gotta see the shit to believe it. Like, yes.
So that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. We have to see to believe. And we don't know what is fact and what's not, right? I only listen to people who report just facts. This definitely happened. Go look it up. This was said. The lawyers, but like, and if somebody says something, I will go back and I will research it to see if it's legit, right? So we're going to go back to last week's episode because we said we'd come back with an update. So here's the part we're going to update. First of all, Vin, last week you asked me about the charge because I was reading off his federal charges. And you said, well, what about the charges for him beating Cassie the way he did? Like, where are those charges? Because they were not listed. And so this is what, and then I was like, oh my God, you're right. They're not on here. So here's the confusion. What I laid out last week are his federal charges. The charges, yeah, the charges from that was taken to court in a lawsuit from Cassie. So he has all these lawsuits now going into, into regular court. And then he has the Fed court charges. So that's why they're not listed in the Fed charges.
Now they think that's not a federal crime.
Right.
Beating his ass.
Yeah.
It's not a federal crime at all.
So. Yeah. So just to update that. So, okay. So basically what happened is a lawyer came forward 2 days ago. He had a press conference, and what he said is, and this is the update as we know it based on facts, okay? 3,000 people reached out to this attorney with allegations against Puffy. So far, he has taken 120 of these 3,000 cases with expected more to come. But, so here's the thing, like we were just talking about, you got 3,000 people coming reporting stuff now. Now's that moment that everyone's going to try to get, oh, he did something to me. He did something to me. He, right? Whether he did or he did not.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like the Diddy effect. And I appreciate your great journalism because you're doing a great job. But I had to cut you off for a moment. Now it's like whenever I hear things and it relates to Diddy, like, I don't even hear what you're meaning. Like, when you said there's 3,000 people coming, I'm like, ah, the freak-off. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I can't suppress these nasty things that come into my head.
Well, it's about
when I hear the name fucking Diddy.
Well, it's about to get nastier. Okay, so 3,000 people reached out. He's taken 120 of those because now he has to, you need some kind of proof, right? They have to have some kind of thing to, right? He can't just take all 3,000 cases on because you have to wean out the ones that if there's no proof, it's likely not going to go through. Again, people could be trying to cash in on this now, right? So 120 case positive proof he has, and he has taken those cases and likely to take more. 25% of those cases, oh, I'm sorry, not 25, just 25. 25 of those cases were minors at the time the assault happened, the youngest being a 9-year-old boy.
Oh.
Let that sink in. Okay. Okay. Here's where it gets. Okay. So there will be these lawsuits coming. He said they will be released within the next 30 days. These 120 lawsuits that he has taken on will all be released within the next 30 days. The charges and allegations in the lawsuits are violent sexual assault or rapes. Okay. Okay, hold on. This one I'm confused on. I don't know what it is. Maybe you could help me. False imprisonment of video recordings.
Yeah, he's like, maybe he's saying that he had something that he doesn't, or maybe he was trying to blackmail somebody, but
okay,
I don't know either. I mean, I should have looked that up.
Maybe. Yeah, because I was writing the notes and I didn't
or
even.
Maybe he was hiding his videos, but it wouldn't be false imprisonment. It would just be imprisonment.
Yeah, it says the charge was false.
Maybe if I threatened you and I was like, hey, Mel, you know, I have this video of you when you were 19 doing this and this and this, and I didn't have it, and I'm holding that over your head.
Gotcha.
Maybe that's what it means, but honestly, like, I don't know.
Okay. All right, facilitated sex with controlled substances and sex acts of minors. So those are what the charges on his thing will be. Okay, hold on to your seat, Ben. And any listener out there. You ready? 50% of the victims, I will say this again, 50% of the victims that have spoke to the lawyer and he's taken on their cases have filed reports with the police and or hospital at the time of the assaults happened. Okay. 50% of them had proof that they filed police reports and or hospital reports as soon as the incident happened. So now just put in your head who's covering shit up, okay? Because now this is just expanded to a broader, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, they were getting the paycheck is what they were getting.
Yes. The vast majority of the victims all tested positive at the hospital when they went after the event happened for a substance called, well, most commonly, or the most common pill or drug they found in their system was called xylazine, which is also known as a horse tranquilizer. So all these victims who don't know each other, by the way, at different times, they said the reports that he took on were from like 2015 to 2024. So we're talking a huge time span. All people, they don't know each other. 50% of these people went to the hospital, reported it, and all of these tested positive for that particular xylazine horse tranquilizer. Okay. Okay, but, you know, you'd think that would be bad enough, but it just keeps going. In these motions filed that will be coming out in the next 30 days, Diddy is not the only person named, and there will be big names that we know and names that will shock us all once we hear them. Quote, unquote, by the lawyer. Also says, okay, all cases will be filed within 30 days. That was a note. Sorry. They will be naming corporations such as banks, hotels, and pharmaceutical companies who all profited off of this abuse. And then he said they will also be pursuing legal action against those who engaged in, participated in, encouraged, facilitated, watched without intervening, or attempted to cover up these crimes and abuse. Let me see. Last of the notes here, just to make sure I get it all. Oh, that's just unrelated. Those were other notes. So that's fucking big. I mean, we talked last week how it seems like this is going to be big. We weren't sure if there was going to be anybody else coming to charges, when that would be, if other people were going to get in trouble. Like, we kind of knew, but we weren't sure. Now, basically, this lawyer saying, because you don't know who that comes from. Does it come from the federal? Are the feds only going after P. Diddy? Are we going to find out when they take him to court? Now it's looking like we're going to find out within the next 30 days. At least from the people who have filed suit, and we're all going to be shocked at these names, which I have to say, if it's names that's on the list of who already people suspect, I will not be shocked because I've already kind of come to the terms it may be those people, right?
Yeah.
But if it's other people, am I shocked at the banks and hotels and people who apparently had, yes, I am, companies, yes, I am. Should I be? No, I shouldn't, but I am. Am I shocked at the fact that, am I shocked at the fact that police reports were filed and not shit was done? Yeah, I am. Should I be? No, but I am. You know?
I mean, this isn't a good spot to, I mean, there's no jokes to be made. I mean, this is just disgusting at this point.
I mean, it really is. I can't.
Reporting, you know, he was obviously drugging people, and now that's gonna hurt though a lot, because they can't just say, oh, these people are trying to cash in on Diddy, and these people, I mean, if it was filed when it happened, That's a whole different bag. I mean, what are you going to say? They made it up back then and then got suppressed for no reason? I mean, so it's not looking good for the diddler.
It's not looking for good for him. It's also not looking good for these other people now who supposedly are going to be name dropped in the lawsuit.
Well, I said when it first happened, this is going to blow the lid off some serious shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think this the end of it. You're sadly mistaken. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people that I like, I think, might be implemented in this. You
same.
Know, it's going to be hard.
Same boat.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough to not listen to them. Like, that music, there's one person on the list in particular, which, like, I listen to the music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
affect me.
But. You know, I'm seeing, I hate to use the word funny behind any of this, but so I guess I won't say funny TikTok videos, but I'm seeing a lot of people make TikTok videos and they're like going through their music list and shuffling them. And then they'll be like, can somebody tell me whose music I could listen to and not listen to at this point? Because I think everyone feels that way. Everyone feels like, who the fuck's involved? What can I even listen to anymore? Like, I'm not obviously going to support an artist who may be involved in this. Like, you know, I'm like, what the fuck can I listen to? And I'm seeing tons of people do these little skits. Like, will somebody tell me what I could stop on? What song on the shuffle list is okay to listen to?
No Meek Mill.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more to come. Drake lately has been under attack since mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar fired shots at him, mm-hmm. saying that young women and stuff like that. Like, you know, I don't know.
You know, here's. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I mean, he looks like a saint. I mean, honestly, dude, this Diddy thing might have saved Drake because he was coming under attack hard from Kendrick Lamar. And nobody's fucking gives a shit about that now because he was doing consensual things with younger girls. And I close to legal age, 17, 18, maybe 16. I mean, still gross, but, like, he wasn't forcing. He wasn't drugging. Like, he's fucking Drake, dude. They wanted it, and he probably gave it to them. They're young. It's gross. Diddy is a whole different bag of tricks. Like, I mean.
So here's where it gets.
Everything.
Right. So here's where it gets funny, because if you were at a freak off and you willingly participated, like, let's just say, I'm going to do it because I have to do it. I have no choice. But no, let's just say you. Let's say you go to a freak off and you want to participate in whatever the fuck.
Why do I have to go to the
Because I was going to name big names. And then I'm like, maybe I all shouldn't right. just since because right,
I'm
right
going,
now they're.
I'm going.
All right, so you're going to the freak off and you're participating in whatever they're doing, the drug, the drink, the threesome, you know, don't freak out, but you know, you're in the anal, like you're you are not in trouble for going to that freak off and participating in that. Not everybody who attended the freak off necessarily is in trouble for just being an adult doing fucking really dirty adult things. Like, they're not. It's when the minors come in and the drugs came in. Did they know that these other people were given this drink to drug them and it was against their will? That is really what it comes down to, because being involved in a freak-off is not a crime as an adult if everybody is consensually in the freak-off. Right? It's when the other stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, fucking thanks for throwing me in the damn mix.
Well, again, I'm just at a place where I'm like, I just don't even know if we should. We called out a whole list last week.
Now you're all uptight. Dude. Well, you know what? We'll just say Corey Gamble because nobody gives a fuck about that. So Corey Gamble goes to the freak off.
Corey Gamble. And I think he probably did. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, so, like, nobody, let's just, when we, in the future, if we do any more Diddy stories, if we're gonna, like, use somebody, let's just use Corey Gamble.
All right, Corey Gamble's our fall guy.
He's coming after us for him.
Yeah.
You know, point, dude, like, he's taking way too many minutes off this show.
Okay.
I mean, we've talked about Corey Gamble for 20 minutes.
Corey,
we're not going to ever hit our followers for TikTok or YouTube now.
Corey Gamble, yeah, he's definitely our new Diddy Fall guy for sure. All right, Vin. Well, first of all, let me just tell you this because this is funny. So when I was like kind of when my mom actually listened to the episode and she's like, I had not heard all that stuff. So like, it was a really interesting subject, like, you know, and like, I was listening to you, obviously you guys knew what was going on. It had been, you hadn't been investigating it. And so she was listening to it. And then she writes to me and she's like, I think you're going to appreciate this. She's like, Snoop Dogg wasn't involved, was he? Did you hear Snoop Dogg was in? Because she loves, my mom loves fucking Snoop Dogg for some, it's so, I know it's out of the realm for her, but he did like this duet with Willie Nelson and she really loved Willie Nelson. And then she's like, then I started watching him and his personality and like I started liking him. So like she likes him and she was so upset. She's like, did Snoop Dogg, did you hear him as a name? Because if so, I'm just going to be devastated if Snoop Dogg was involved. And like, I had a like voice clip her back. And I'm like, I think, oh, because then she's like, I think I heard back in the day, you know, he murdered someone, but they didn't have proof. So he got off. And so I just didn't know if he's involved, all that stuff. So then I had to like voice clip her back like, okay, here's the deal. He used to be part of Death Row Records. I'm sure back in the day he did do shit. Like, and I give like the history of Snoop Dogg, but I'm like, but do I think he was now? No, I don't think like he had any dealings like that, but I had to give her like the whole Snoop Dogg history. But I thought you'd get a kick out of my mom being worried.
What it is about older white women that just love Snoop Dogg, dude. Like Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart!
Like, dude, what is going on? Dude, Snoop Dogg is killing it, dude. You think your mom is attracted to Snoop?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll have to, I'm going to have to ask her on, get her to voice clip it and say, like, that. What do you think? Like,
she's rolling down, down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Dude, it's so funny. She was here. Dude, I have to send you the video. She was here, and that's how we first found out she liked Snoop Dogg. And I don't remember the song, but it was me, Kaylee, and Brie, and we were on the porch, and she's like, you never heard that song with him and Willie Nelson? And then she started singing Snoop Dogg's part. And then again, audience, this is where the video would come in handy. So hit subscribe on our YouTubes and TikTok. But she's like doing the moves like Snoop, and we are fucking dying. We are losing our shit because it was the first time we even knew she knew who Snoop Dogg was, let alone was a fan and is singing his music and doing his movements. And we lost our shit. And Kaylee took a quick recording of it. And so I'll have to send that to you. But yeah, she's feeling the Snoop Dogg. She's feeling Snoop. It's hilarious. All right. So here's the last thing I want to ask you, because I was actually shocked. And I don't know why, but I was actually shocked at this. I think it's because I didn't know this until I was rabbiting hole the Aaliyah thing, because now Aaliyah's name's coming up. I'm not even going into that a rabbit hole because that's all alleged. And again, her death was mysterious circumstances, da da da. But as I was going down the Aaliyah rabbit hole, something caught my eye that I did not know. And then it brought me to, how the fuck did this happen back then and nobody was investigated in any of this fucking weird shit, okay? Then, did you know that Aaliyah at 15 years old was married to a 27-year-old R. Kelly?
Yeah.
You did know that.
Yeah.
I did not fucking know that, and my mind was fucking blown. As a matter of fact, I Googled it again for another source. Googled it again because I was like, there's no way.
No, I mean, that's what they were always saying, like, that he was, that people always know that he liked young women. Like,
but I'm saying, okay, we know he's now exposed, but how was he...
Not even young women at that point, like old girls.
But how was he not exposed and brought to, you know, justice back then? He physically married her. Like, you talk about being proof, and he paid off a government official to write she was 18 on the court papers so he could marry her. Like, when that all came out, how was he not blown out of the water, you know? Like, what the... So you... That's interesting. I had no idea. I had no idea.
I just don't get why people were surprised when his stuff came out, too. It's like, dude, this... It's been going on. I mean, he had the piss thing. He had the Aaliyah thing. And then, you know... I mean, he's making songs freaking locked in the closet, dude. Like, come on, man. Like, it's...
And there's, like... Trapped in the Closet, there's like 7 parts of that too. Remember, right? He kept coming back with part 2, part 3.
Yeah, and the song is so, like, dude, for how great of an artist he was.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to take this away from R. Kelly.
Yes, right.
We're not going to do that.
Nope.
We're not going to do, oh, he was weird. He was fucking great. Dude, yes. All right? The fact. That was not his best work. It was like a play-by-play. He's like, I'm trapped in the closet, and then I grab on the closet, and then I pull the door to the closet, and then I pull out my Magnum.
And I brought the Magnum to the closet. Like,
yeah, I put the Magnum, and then I squeeze the trigger of the Magnum. Like, dude, who the fuck was listening? Think that this is at a time, too, where everything was audio.
Right.
Like, you're listening to this shit in your Walkman. There's a pub in the closet. I wish I wasn't in the closet. I'd rather be in the bathroom, because I gotta take a shit now. Like, dude, what the hell?
Damn. I just remember that song coming out and us laughing our ass off at that song. Like, it was, like, such a joke, because you're right. He was such a better artist than that. Artist-wise, he was such... That work was shit. And then when he came out with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we're like, are you kidding? We're really going forward with this? Like, what? Like, it was...
Yeah, and he had Mr. Biggs on it. And then, like, he did a duet with him that was fucking amazing called Sexy Lady. It was him and Mr. Biggs.
Yeah.
And that was a great song.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was great.
Yeah.
I don't know where Trapped in the Closet. He was trying to, like, I think break the mold, and he did, but not in a good way.
No, not at all.
I mean, not the only mold that he was breaking either. Fucking Jesus.
Well, I mean, we could probably say it's not alleged that R. Kelly was definitely involved in Puffy's, in Diddy's, whatever the fuck his name is.
Was he, though? Was he in the freak out? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, what's that?
If not, he had his own. If not, he had his own. I mean, because, like, we got very similar cases going on here. I don't know about that part, but obviously with the minors, the drugs, like, we do know facts about R. Kelly's. We do know facts about R. Kelly that match up with Diddy. You know?
The only thing that would surprise me with R. Kelly, if he was into, like, guys, maybe.
Yeah, but I think half of the people who might come out on the list might surprise you too about that, right? So we don't really know.
But not all of them also did that.
Right.
Like, I don't know, dude. I need to hear more.
Well, you know, that's the good news. Within the next 30 days, we will hear more. So, because I know I'm ready to hear it. Like, who can I listen to? Who do I need to stop watching on TV? And it better not be fucking anybody whose movies I love. Like, I don't know. I'm bracing for the list because...
It's Taylor Swift.
No, dude. She's one person that I know for sure is not going to be named. So I feel so justified in myself that I picked the one artist that... But yeah, I mean... It's not going to be pretty, and a lot of realities are going to come out. Again, we're talking corporations, law enforcement, hospital cover-ups, and these are people that people have said for years have covered up other shit, and people tell them, you're a conspiracy theorist, right? So think of that reality. Think of that reality when people have said, oh, that you don't understand. This shit is hospital cover up and government and law enforcement. And now this comes out. We would be forced to face that. Yeah, this shit is happening and it happens. And if Diddy can do it, then who else could do it? Like, I said it last week several times. I can't even wrap my mind around that part of it either. So, yeah. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but We'll probably, if the lists aren't released by next week, then we'll probably lay off the Diddy audio for a while. We'll probably won't do another Diddy thing unless names start coming out, and then we're going to be all over that shit. We'll let Diddy rest for a while, I think, on... We gave him too much acknowledgement already, I guess, but once...
Yeah, I mean, we did the whole episode last week.
Yeah.
Said we would touch on it this week.
Yeah.
Now what I would say is, you know, a few weeks, just leave it alone, wait the 30 days, then we're going to hit it again.
Yeah, we're going to hit it again when the news starts coming out of who was involved in that kind of stuff. So we already know... Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you took nothing else from this episode, please take out that if you are a TikTok user, to go find Vin at Vincent Caggiano 30 at TikTok. And if you are a YouTube user, to go find Humorous Podcast, on YouTube, and also Vincent Caggiano 175, because we need to start going live for you guys. Instead of doing this just audio, we want to be able to visually come to you.
All right, and please keep me safe, guys. You know, I didn't mean to attack Taylor Swift. I was attacking my sister, not Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I want to make that disclaimer. You have my name now. Just please don't do anything too crazy to me.
All right, I'll talk to my tribe and we'll get back to you. We'll let you know what we decided.
Yeah, go off the world, please. Go on X and tweet that Ben's a good person.
Okay, and until we could get to our visuals, you could find this audio and all other audios of Humorous Podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, any podcast app, and of course our website, www.humorouspodcast.com. This is Mel.
And Ben.
And hopefully we will be seeing you soon.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Sida. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it.
Thank you.